WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
Yeah. kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
all you used to know. Well, they ain't so fast. And you riding high, you're new for the skies. Just be
G. Gordon Liddy. I urge you to tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.
Thank you. but it wets my ears. Sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Maybe grass tastes good to a moo cow's mouth. Sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. But I like chicken cause I'm from the south. Sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Fare thee well, Mr. Gloom, be on your way. If you think you're gonna worry, you can stop it in a hurry. Sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Polly is a parrot, we all know well, but just what a Wally is, I can't tell. I wouldn't know a doodle if one came along, but Polly Wally Doodle makes a darn good song. Thank you.
Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.
You're listening to Go Fetch with me, Smoke O'Hill, on WRCT Pittsburgh.